Chof Dalet Teves, 11th of January, Dain Avraham Brody, a case study in Halacha. The share will be starting in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Good morning. My English is not so well. This is not my mother language, and I'll do my best to do it the best I can. Okay, the story that we are discussing about happens in Chile, in Bezim, about Yanon and about Yuchsin. It was a Chile about Yuchsin. Okay, what was the story? It's a lady, a girl, 28 years old, who had cancer, Rahman Islam, and she had to go through chemotherapy. And she was single. And because of the chemotherapy, it's possible that she will never can have any children after, because it's make a damage in the eggs. So the situation was that she asked for permission to use her eggs and to making an artificial insemination of a semen from somebody it's a bank of sperm that you can use in Israel. You can have the information that is takes from a Jewish guy, but you never know who is the guy. Okay. So, of course, that when she's single, this is a very bad situation of to grow up a child with no family. And so it's not right because of many, many reasons. But she said that she's not going to use it only if she will get married later. She hoped to be well and to, Be'ezrat Hashem, to have a full shleime. And then, if she will be married, then she will use it if it will not be possible to get pregnant with normally, okay? Then she will use the eggs who was already made.
It's her egg.
Her egg, but somebody's.
If she's married, why can't she use the sperm of her husband?
No, because maybe it will be too late for her. Because she's 28 years old, and she don't know how long it will going to take till she will. She will find a husband.
Her husband's sperm to fertilize her egg.
Right, but
why can't she use that?
Because when you're not using the egg immediately and you put it like in freeze, it's not sure that it's going to work out after. When you do it right immediately, it's much more actual chances that you will be a fertilizer.
She wants to fertilize it now.
Yes. Now, and to put it in like in akpah in freeze.
After fertilization.
Right, after fertilization. And then, when she will get married, then she will use this egg. If she will need to. Right. So that was the situation, that was the shaila that we have to deal about. So,
No.
She was single.
Too late then.
She will be too late.
And
if you're not doing this now, it's possible that it will not work out. Okay, so this child has many aspects to deal about, and it's not only when in this situation when she's single, it's also possible that a marriage family who cannot have children in the normal way can use like fertilities to have children, but sometimes the sperm of the father is not well. So it's a famous child which a Feinstein is dealing about, to take from somebody else and to use for her, and they will grow up the child like a normal child. So it's a huge child in Aloche, and first I'll show you that this child was already talking in the Gemore. It's a Gemore in Chagiga Yudale. The Gemore is asking about Nis'abro Be'ambiti. Yeah. Okay, the story goes after the Gemore about Ben Siro. I'll show you in a moment. But I want only to mention that the Rabbeinu Hananel brings down in Chagiga Yudale that is a Maisen Nisim. today it's not a Maisa Nisim, it's very daily things happens every single day and everywhere in the world. So in Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about the Shiloh of Pirei V'Rivyeh, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pirei V'Rivyeh, if you can be Mekayim this Mitzvah with a child who was born not doing a normal relationship, only in this way of fertilities. So the Chelkas Mechoike brings down Yeshli Stapek. It's a doubt. Isho Shen is Abro Be'ambeti. Who got the sperm doing a bath? The sperm goes into the water because of any reason. And then, this is a Maisenisim. This is not normal that the it will go in and she will get pregnant. This is unnormal. But the situation, logically, after to deal about the halachic shaila is very good. I mean, the situation in the Gemara said that it happens once. Okay. Shenisabro Abraham, we say, in kiyem av piri v'rivye. If the father was mekayim the mitzvah piri v'rivye, what's the shaila? If it is piri, what's wrong with that? Because it wasn't doing a regular, normal relationship. So who said that he has any contact with his own sperm right after this is not in his body, and this comes in a different way? Who said that he's Mekayim? Maybe Kiyum Pirei V'Rivyeh can be only when you do it in a regular, normal way. So the Chelkas Mechoikek is mistapek in this shaila. Ve'im mikra b'noi l'chol dovo. Also about Yerusha, the same question. U'bilikutei ma'aril, this is right after the Rishonim, nimtzo, sheben siro, hoyo b'noi shel Yirmiyeh. Ben Siro, the reason they call him Siro, Ben Siro, it's a gematria of Yirmiyeh. That was to show this, to make sure that they will know that he's his son. Shirochas Ba'anbeti. It's a long story, we're not going into the story, what's happened, how happened that the sperm of Yirmiyeh goes into the water, but his daughter, his own daughter, was in right after it. Okay, and she got the sperm from the father. And she was pregnant, and Ben Siro was born. Ki b'siro b'gimatriye irmiye. V'ayim b'sefer avoidas ha-koidesh l'orav isho Eloi ki ma'aram kordovino. The Ramak, the Eilike Ramak, was given from the biggest mekubolim in the world. And he brings down the shayle, and he brings down the tirmi anovi, or Yomis Asek, was used to learn sefer yetziru with his son. So he brings down, this is a sofek. Chelkas mechoikek is mistapek. Tzus is bnoi, legabi pirei v'rivyeh, tzus is bnoi, legabi yerusha. One child. The Beis Shmuel, right, in the same question, is asking, kosav b'chelkas mechoikek yesh li istapek. He wants to bring a raya that is his son. He brings a raya. Chelkas mechoikek is not machria. He said, it is a sofek. He don't know how to bring the sofek. He brings a raya from Divrei Kabbalah that Yirmiyah used to learn with his son. The Loshna Ramak is that Yirmiyah used to learn in Sefer Yetzirah with his son. Shows that it was his son. Okay, but it doesn't bring an araya from halachically shaila. So it brings a different araya. Yesh lo viray mima shekosav ba'goas smak from the Rishonim. The Habach biyoredei esimin kuf tzadikei brings down the smak. What is the smack talking about? Isho Mus'eres. It's a warning to a woman. Don't lie down on sheets that somebody else beside your husband was there. Why? Pen, maybe she was, it will happen that she will get pregnant from Shichva Zera, from the sperm of somebody else who was living on these sheets, and it will go into her and she will get pregnant from these sperms. It was the Yorik Echetz, and right now it's enough that it was in the beginning Yorik Echetz, and right now it goes in, because this Yorik Echetz is not the way that it has to go in. If it's not Yorik Echetz, if the Zera is not a good Zera. But if the Zera is already good, okay, it's made in a way of Yorik Echetz, then even if it goes in after it, it's also, that was the smack said, and it's done. Aloch elemaise, pen tisado mishir vazera shel acher gzeire. What's the problem? What's wrong with that? Shema iso achoiso yimeoviv. Maybe he will get married with his sister from his father,
she will never know. She don't know what was on the sheets. He will never know. He will have another girl, daughter. And this daughter can get married to this boy who will be born from this situation. Anyway, so what's the problem? Ach v'achoisri, right? So it means first that it's a brother and sister. It doesn't make sense that it happened in this situation. And he's not talking about any other shaila, only this shaila. So not a shaila of Yerusha, not a shaila from Zeus, not any other shaila. Possible that if she's married to a different guy, maybe the mamzer. No, it's not a shaila from mamzer. Why? Because the smak is holding that if it wasn't with a relationship, only in this way, this is not because the issue of Manzeus is only when it's happened doing a bias issue. Here it wasn't any bias issue. Other poskim argue with this. The divine Kiel brings down a raya from the Zoyar that is also a cover from Manzeus. It's a famous Sat Meruv. The Divrei Yoel is done in this child, brings also rias that is a child of Montaigus, but it's very famous, it's a Rishon, smack, brings down that is no other child, only this situation of Shema, Iso, Achoy Samyov, and maybe he will get married with his own sister.
Yerusha wouldn't be a problem because of Mitzvah Chameira of Mariah.
Right, you're right, but let's say that we will know right after who is the father. Well, so, he's the father, we know for sure.
That's sure.
Yeah, we'll make a DNA test.
It's okay? Not
100%. Okay, let's say that it will be 100%. Anyway, that will be a shaila about Yerushalayim. Okay? especially when you're talking about the today situation that you make the pregnancy with. When you know that you take for one person and you put in by the woman, you know that when you know who is the father, then it's a child of Yerusha also, because you know who is the father, for sure, it's no question, it's no doubt. But the brothers will say he's not a normal brother, he's not his son. Who said that this is he brings down the raya that is also Gavi Yerusha, other poskim. Yeah, as well, yes, yeah. Because if it's Achme Achoisoi, you're right, in one point, the Taz is also done about the Shaile, when he said, Evi Rai Mashikosa Babach, he brings down the Divrei Abbe Shmuel, the Taz brings the Abbe Shmuel, who brings the Rai, and he said, who said that this is the Rai? The story, what the smack is done, is only the Chumre, as is also, over to get to be Mikhaim Firiv Rivye, to say that he was Mikhaim already Firiv Rivye, or Legabi Yerushe, it's not a Raya. It's only Lechumre, it's not Lekule. Okay, so in the end of the day, it will be a big doubt, and we'll have to dance that. If it will be Toifes, if you're talking Chosh and Mishpadik, if it will be Toifes, then they will be the Moitzi Mechaveir all over Raya. Okay. So, I want to focus about one point, about the situation that I told you about this girl that had a cancer, it brings down the gzeire. This is the isro. Gzeiro shema isra choisu meyovil. This is the problem that we are dealing about, and this is a huge problem. And I want to show you the gemores who are talking about this aloches. It's a famous aloche that everyone knows that about the din of cholshe avchono. If somebody get divorced, needs to wait 3 months between the first husband and the second one to make sure that if she will be pregnant, that this child belongs all. It will be ukarubo. You will know that she is pregnant, and then you'll know that it comes from the first father. Okay, so what's the big nafkemin? Who is the father? What's the nafkemin? First can be Kohen, Levi, Israel, Yisrael. But let's say both are Kohanim, both are Israelim, both are Ksheirim. The first husband was a kosher, the second one is kosher. So we don't know. Hashem knows exactly who is the father. Like, we don't know. So what's the problem with that? He's a kosher guy. In any way, if it's the first one, the second one, kosher family, miyuchosi, both are kriyani, both are Israeli. What's wrong with that? What is the problem? Why we should wait to know who is the father? They want to get married immediately. So why we should stop them? Not to let them marry. So the Gemara says, what? Oh, right. Okay, so let's say that we know that Okay, this is one point. This is one point, but this is another point also. The Gemara brings two different reasons. So, the Gemara is talking about Yevomo also, Yevomo has to wait 2-3 months. Yevomo is very, very simple. If she is pregnant from the first husband, she's also to the brother.
Need to make Yevomo.
Right. It's not only she don't need. It's a Isu. It's a Isu Erve de Reise. To have his Eishesochiv. Eishesochiv is a Erve de Reise. So the Gemara said, Bishlema Yevomo Kedamoron. But in the Mishnah said, V'chen Shal Kol Noshim. This issue of get married in the first 3 months is by every aspect of divorce or other. Amai, why? Omar Avnachon Omar Shmuel, Mishum De Omar Kro, it's a posuk, Li Yois Lechol Elohikim Ulezaracho Acharecho. It's a posuk who brings down Bereshis, Vakimoisis, Brisi, Beinu, Veinecho, Benzaro, Acharecho, it said to Avraham Avinu, Lio Yisrachol Elohikim, Ulezaracho Acharecho. Avtoche that Avraham Avinu got from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam should be his, our Ribbono Shel Olam, Elohikim, Lecho, Ulezaracho Acharecho. So, said Reb Nachman of Omar Shmuel, Lehavchin, what is it, Lezaracho Acharecho, you should know who is the father. לזרחו אחריך לאבחין בן זרוי של רישוין לזרוי של שני סד רשי שאין השכינו שוירו אלו על עבדוין. Only when you know for sure who is the father is. If not, the שכינו is not שוירו. It must be שזרוי מיוחוס אחרו. You should know who is the father. אחנמי קיימלון בנדורים ובריג זה גמורי נדורים נדורים דווחוף המודבייז. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Uboroisi mikem amoyirdim apoishim. The Rebbe Shlomo promises us that he will make clear who are the moyirdim. Moyirdim apoishim. Who are the moyirdim apoishim? And he will take them away from inside the community. Eilu bnei irvuvie. Mixing children. When you don't, this is so gefährlich. This is so unbelievable because it's called mordim uposhim. They didn't do anything, these children, but this is Moyerdim Vepoishim. Why? Because you don't know who the father is. Okay. So we have to understand what is so unbelievable. It sounds very, very strong problem, right? When you're talking about this situation, you have to understand why. But this is only the first reason that the Gemara brings in the name of Ramlach and Shmuel. Meisiv Rove is asking a question. Okay, so this is good by Eden, but when you don't know if the father is there, the first one or the second one after divorce, almone, the same problem. But it said in the Mishnah, Ger de Giyores tzrichi lamtin gimel chodoshim. Okay, it's talking about people, non-Jewish people, who are married, and husband and wife are going together to convert to be megayer. Okay, so now you have to wait different 3 months to know if she was pregnant in the time that she was Goye, or she is a Jewish, anyway, the child will be Jewish, because when the mother is Megayer, is Uber Yerechimoy, and the Geyus helps for the child also. So what's the big difference? Who cares? Before, after, so the Gemara brings Rove, Ochemai Lavchinike, you know for sure who is the father. It's no doubt about the father, so why we should wait 3 months? He said, "Ochenami ikal avchin ben zera shenizra b'kedusha lezera shenizra shelo b'kedusha." To know if he was the pregnant was in the time of being after she got the geirus or from before. It's only not about we are not talking about the lady. We are talking about the pregnancy, like the beginning. Okay. Rove Omar gzeiro shemo isra choisoi meoviv. Ve'yabem eshes ovim me'imoi. Shailas of Yuchsin. This child that the smack brings down. He will never know, right? If it's Shem Yisra choisem me'oviv, because if it's before the geirus, is the father is not his father. Because it's no Yuchsin ba'agoy. So when he will be born, and we will think that it was from before. And then he can get married to the sister
who will be born after the geulus of the father, and then she will be, she is not his sister halachically, but if the pregnant starts after the geulus, she is a choise. Ishem Isa choise me'oviv, and a different situation of halacha of yosef. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll repeat.
Of
course,
yeah.
Okay. Bagir, you're talking about
B'shas Masa, B'shas Leida.
B'shas Leida is Jewish. It's not Jewish. Sure. But if the Eroyo in the 20th starts before,
yeah,
is that the father has nothing to do with this child. Okay. Because Gershon is Gar Kodesh and Oilo, Bagoy is no Yusin, Bagoy is no Lisiach Esachov. So the father did his part before he was Migai, right? So is that his father?
So what's the Havamina that if later on she has a boy?
From the same Israel, father?
Yes.
From the same, or maybe this father will get married to a different woman, and he will have from her a daughter, and this boy will marry this daughter. So this is will be Ach V'Acho Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Acho Yisrael Mi'oviv.
If it was late.
Right? If it was late. Right? If it was before, it will be okay. But if not, it's not. So this is a problem what can be, and in every aspect of avchone it's also the same. In every avchone, by Gusho, by Mono, always it's a problem. Maybe we will get married to the sister of his father. It's a third reason why you should not you have to wait. Given Chodesh Avchone, okay. So, but I'm. Right.
Are we allowed to marry?
Yeah. Not the Maise we are not, but the Raise it's not a it's not an Iso. The Raise, you know, right. Because Gershon is Gakon Shenoilodami, this is a newborn. It's nothing to do with Yosef. The Gemore in the Emshech of Yevomes, Samach Daled. Listen to the Gemore. Tonu Rabono. תני עידך, רב לזר רואים, כל מי שאין לו עסק בפיר וריב וכאילו שפך דומי. בנזר יואימר, אומר לו לבנזר, יש לו, לא, אוקיי, תונו רבונו, ובנוחו יואימר, listen to that, שובו השם, ריבבו ישראל ופי ישראל. Everyone knows this פוסק, right? We said this פוסק many times. מלמד. שובו השם, ריבבו ישראל ופי ישראל. How much is ריבבו ישראל ופי ישראל? רבובו is 10,000. ריבבו is 2, it's 20. Okay, 20,000. Alfei, it's also double thousands, it's 2,000. It's 22,000 people who is talking this in this Pasuk, that Shuvah Hashem, Rivevo is Alfei Yisrael. Melamed, we are learning from this Pasuk, Shein Ashchino, Shoiro, Alpocho is Mishne Alofim, Ushne Rivov is Mishrael. At least must be 22,000 people, Jewish people, to bring down the Ashuras Ashchine and Klal Yisrael. Harei, שאויו ישראל שני אלופים ושני רבובו יש חוסר אחד. Let's say, if it will be a situation, you have 22,000, but one less. חוסר אחד. וזה לא יוסע על פיר וריביה. And this guy is not מקיים פיר וריביה. What is the damage that he's making? If he will have a child, we will have an אשורס השכינה. If without his child, it's less, one less. So it's not אשורס השכינה. Can you imagine what that means? The difference between Ashuras Hashchina or not Ashuras Hashchina. Lo yimso ze goyrem neshchina shetistalik miYisrael. This guy is not goyrem. The shchina should not become to Klal Yisrael. Aba Chana nomar mishum Rabbi Eliezer chayev mise. The one who is not mekayem pir v'riviyah is chayev mise. It's unbelievable. It's a famous gemara in Brachos that brings out that Chezki Hamelech didn't want to get married, and Yishai Hanovi came to him. He said, למה לא קיימת את זה? צבל בייסחו כימייס עטו ולא יתיחיה. So, my call I, what I did wrong? He said, שלא קיימת את פיר וריביה. So he said the reason, because he was thinking, so it's, בעד היא, קם שדר אחרון, it's not your business. Do you do your job. You be מקיים your מצווה. So everyone is asking, מייס עטו ולא יתיחיה? Is מיסה? Who said, who stated us? As the one who is not מקיים פיר וריביה, is חייב מיסה. צמפור שגמורה. אבא חנן, אומר משום רבי, לא זו חייב מי זה, שנאמר, ובונים לא יהיו להם. It's talking about נודו ואביו, ובונים לא יהיו להם, הו, או יהיו להם, בונים לא יהיו מייסו. אחרי ימי אומרים, גויים נשכים לשתיסה לכם ישראל, שנאמר לי יש לכל אלוקים, ולזרחו אחריכו,
This pasuk. Bizman shezarachu acharecho shchino shoyro, ein zarachu acharecho al mi shoyro al eitzim al avonim. The truth is that this Gemara it's a huge wonder. Why? Because 22,000 of Israel. Can you? It never was a situation that it no 22,000 of Israel. Possible if it will be only 22,000 people in all Klans, Klal Israel. Maybe it's only about one place that it should be. But also, usually most of the places, and if you are not sure about who is the father, it's no row to Ashuras Hashem. So you have to be 22,000, and also 22,000 who are miyuches, lezarcho acharecho, that you know who the father is. So in this situation that you are taking a sperm from a guy, and you use it for fertilities, it's possible that she will have a child. But this child will be, first, the problem of Ishema Yisrael Choyisrael Me'oviv. Secondly, Eino Yedah Me'oviv Me'imoy brings the Gemara. This is the Isur Chomo of Yuchsin, because you don't know who is the father. The Gemara said that the one who is doing this is Boroisim Mikem Amoirdim Ve'apoyishim Bi. This is Merido Pshie, and it will be not good things to happen to this child. Okay, so in the end of the day, it must be that in this situation, it's not the right thing to do, and she cannot get any ether to do these fertilities because it's against the aloche. This is the din of Avchone is a very clear aloche, and Avchone himself, this is very alochically, it's not let's say, not al pi kabole. This is aloche. Shem ha'is ha'chon yisrael mo'vitz ha'chon ha'gzer ha'chomim that you should not.
They know who the father is on this
one. Also, this is then will be a child. If you know who the father is, it's the choiro, it should be mutter.
Yeah.
The choiro, when you know exactly who the father is. But it's also a child of Nehemones. Who said that the right was they giving you and the telling you that this is the father?
With
aiding? With aiding. I'll tell you what, a situation happens very often that you. This Ramesha Feinstein is done about this child. Yeah, so
then the child would be a kosher child.
Right. It will be Megayer, the child, and it will be okay.
Sometimes okay. They mix it, I think.
Okay, this is also a problem of mixing, right? Because the doctors are using a different sperm from somebody else if it's anything wrong with this. So it is in Israel, for example, also in America, there is called like babysitters who keeps this sperm to make sure that nobody is mixing and nobody is touching, only to be safe and sure that it's used the husband's sperm. But if not, it's a big child of Nehemonis. Who said the doctors were right? And we know many stories happens that they want to be success, mm-hmm. The doctors. So they are looking to do the job. So they don't interesting in this old shyness. They need the bottom line. He did it, so they can use. Who know what? It was a famous story in America about a doctor who used his own to make sure that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. He had like hundreds of children. Okay. All right. This is it. Okay. Good. Good morning. So is Davis.